Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Sarah. How may I assist you?
Yes, hi. My name is Dennis Fitzgerald. You charged $59 out of my bank account for nothing? What is it for?
Can I have your zip code so I can locate an account for you?
80222.
80222?
Yes.
And your name?
Dennis Fitzgerald.
Okay. And for security purposes, Mr. Fitzgerald, can you provide me with your shipping address?
6444 East Bates Avenue, Denver, Colorado, 80222.
Okay, now I was able to locate an account, and I am seeing that you, do you recall entering in a contest?
No.
Okay,
I don't do that.
Okay, that's
my wife doesn't do that.
Okay, that's what it's showing. The account was created from a contest entry. From entering a contest and entering in your card information. And when you entered that contest, you were automatically enrolled in our meal plan app. And with our meal plan, with our meal plan is our meal plan app focuses on how to use real food to boost your energy and cut sugar and carb cravings. Includes meal plans and recipe guides to eat better and feel better. It includes guides to making better food choices to supercharge your health. And it also has helpful daily food and lifestyle journal to keep you informed. You can create meal plans based on how many calories you want to consume a day. And that is what you are enrolled in, our meal plan.
Nope, it wasn't. That was not us. We don't order meal online, or we don't even order it delivered to here. What's the last four of the credit card you got?
Okay, it's showing that. Let me go back to it. The last four is 5693.
Hold on a minute. Credit card, but I don't know who would have ordered through that, because no one has had it. And I would not have ordered anything like that.
Yes, sir. That is how the account created.
I'm going to go to my bank and get another credit card, because no way did I do it. I was out of the country on the 5th.
It was created on the 7th. In May. And this account was created way in May.
Nope. In May, that's when I was out of town. I went out of town the 20th and came back the 7th.
Okay.
Out of the country, I mean.
Okay, I understand that. Are you saying that this is fraudulent activity on the account, sir? Because we take fraud very seriously, sir, and I can get you over to the correct department.
Do you have a name on that?
Yes, it's Dennis Fitzgerald is the name. I also have an email address, the phone number, the date.
No.
What's is your email address? DennisFitz16@hotmail.com.
Yes. Wow, I did not do anything like that.
Okay.
Because I haven't received anything.
It was a contest entry. You entered in to win. And when you entered in to win.
I never enter a contest online.
When the information was entered in, that's when the card was automatically charged afterwards, because it automatically entered into the meal plan. It automatically enrolled into the meal plan. But this is all the contact information.
No, I ordered a vacuum online, and then I canceled.
Yeah, and that as well leads to being enrolled in our meal plan. That the vacuum cleaner, any type of gadget, any kitchen aids, any product.
Then I canceled it. So I mean, right away.
If you cancel the vacuum cleaner, that didn't automatically cancel you out of the meal plan. Because the meal plan was a separate transaction from the vacuum cleaner. Even though it's technically in the same, it's two different transactions.
If I ordered a vacuum on a thing, then if it went to the meal plan, that doesn't make sense.
If you ordered the vacuum and you pay what? The shipping and handling, correct?
No, it said it would be free.
Yes. When you put your information in for that vacuum cleaning, sir, it automatically enrolled you in our meal plan app.
Well, how can it do that when I just wanted the vacuum cleaner?
Yes, it's in our terms and agreements. Once you click I accept, and it has the terms and agreements, you know, with it, I accept to, you know, if the trial ends at a certain period of time or after the 4 days, if I don't call into counsel, I will be entering into the meal plan, charging it, so-and-so. That's how it is. It's when you click that, when you check that I accept and the terms and agreements that's below it.
You guys sure have a racket, don't you? Is there any way I can get my money back?
I'm sorry, sir. That is considered as a valid charge to your account.
Okay, I'm gonna fight that with my thing. What can you guys do about that?
Let me see.
If I fight it with my bank.
Okay, give me 1 second.
I'm on a low income housing and all that. I can't afford to lose $59. Did you hear me?
Yes, sir. I'm still here. Give me one moment, okay? I'm still here. He ordered.
I can hardly afford the food I get at the store, let alone something that is the food there. Plus, I'm disabled.
Okay. Okay, thank you so much for patiently holding, Mr. Fitzgerald. I was getting that authorized for me to reverse that charge back to that most recent charge of $59.89. I had to get my system override, and I was able to refund that back into your account. It will reflect within 3 to 5 business days.
You know, I appreciate that. Thank you very much.
And thank you for calling customer support. You have a wonderful rest of the day, okay?
You have a blessed day, too.
All right.